Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is John Amidon, and John is here to talk about the 19th annual Peace Conference. And is it in Fonda?
Yes, it is. It's at the National Cinquetiri Shrine in Fonda, New York, on Route 5, just a little bit west of town, about maybe a quarter of a mile west of town.
Okay.
And good morning,
so
Cynthia, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you, John. So this is the 19th annual Peace Conference. So what will be discussed at this year's conference?
Well, the name of this year's conference is Prophets, Rabble-Rousers, and Agitators, A Call to Creative Activism. And so we are going to discuss in part some of the legacy of Martin Luther King, because the conference is centered around some of his work and the Beyond Vietnam speech and a letter from a Birmingham jail were very influential. And we have a number of great speakers coming. Barbara Smith, very well known from Albany, New York. The title of her talk is going to be Which Way Forward? Freedom Organizing for the 21st Century.
Mm-hmm.
And as most people know, Barbara is an author, an independent scholar. She's been in political office as on the Common Council, and she played a groundbreaking role in opening up national culture and political dialogue about the intersections of race, class, sexuality, and gender. And Barbara, she has the first African-American woman to define their literary tradition. Anyway, Barbara is just an extremely accomplished woman, and very helpful and very knowledgeable, and I'm sure everybody will quite enjoy her. We're also having Reverend Emily McNeil. Her talk is entitled The Poor People's Campaign, Then and Now. And Reverend Emily is the new head of the Labor Religion Coalition, and she'll do a brief overview of the 1968 Poor People's Campaign and then discuss the new efforts that are underway. And we have Mark Emanation, and Mark's talk is called For a Working Class Struggle Against the War, and he will trace the historical struggle of the working class against war and the intersection of race and class and the struggle against poverty and militarism. So a lot of this will definitely tie into, for example, the events in Charlottesville this week and the current resurge of racism and the political and cultural unrest in our country, which is quite frightening to many of us.
So you've been doing this, the Peace Conference has been going on for 19 years. Did you initiate it? How did it all come about at the very beginning?
At the very beginning, actually the first 2 years, and technically speaking, we've been going for 20 years already, but we did two pilgrimages to close the School of the Americas. And the School of the Americas, we started in, I believe it was 88. I think it was 88. I'd have to check. But anyway, the School of the Americas is now called the Western Hemispheric Institute for Security Cooperation. And it was at Fort Benning, Georgia. And it was a school that trained people in terrorism, and it had been dubbed the School of Assassins and the School of Coups, and kicked out of Panama and brought to Fort Benning, Georgia. And a lot of people have been who have been trained at the school. A lot of the military officers, Latin American military, have been implicated in, you know, the worst human rights abuses and have overthrown democratically elected governments, etc. So that's the roots of the conference way back when at this point. And we're still working on closing the School of the Americas, a.k.a. WINSEC. And we did two pilgrimages for the first 2 years, and then it became a conference.
So over the years, what issues have you addressed?
We've addressed, you know, a whole multiplicity of issues. Nuclear weapons, Ref Hussein, healthcare, racism, drone warfare. We've addressed, if you name it, we have addressed it pretty much when it comes to politically centered issues around war. We've had people like Thomas Gumbelton, Bishop Thomas Gumbelton, speak on, actually 1 year he spoke quite a bit about the Kennedy assassination. We've had Kathy Kelly, David Swanson, and, you know, Medea Benjamin, Anne Wright, all political activists, and we just about every issue has been addressed. Israel, Palestine, it's kind of hard to remember all of what we've done in the last 20 years.
So if somebody wants to go to the conference, can you give kind of directions?
Sure. It's still possible to come. You can sign up that morning. The retreat is being read, the spiritual this year. We have a mini retreat. It's being led by Chris Antel, a former Army captain, and that will start on 10 a.m. Friday morning. The name of his retreat is Moral Pain and Spiritual Struggles, Caring for the Soul in Peace Work. And Chris, Reverend Chris, is a UU Unitarian Universalist minister. And the way to get to the shrine is you take New York State Thruway to exit 28, Fonda Fultonville, and you get off there. And then you make a left, and you go about, you know, a half a mile, and you'll come to a bridge, and you'll make a right, and you'll cross over to Route 5, and you'll make a left, and you'll take that up about a mile and a half, 2 miles perhaps, and you'll be, I think it's more like a mile and a half, and you'll see the shrine on your right, and it's just a little bit past the Four Corners, maybe a quarter to a half a mile past the Four Corners of Fonda.
So if anybody wants to learn more information or is thinking about attending, how can they do so?
Well, you just come and that's it. Come Saturday morning. Saturday morning starts at 9 a.m. Friday morning starts at 10 a.m. And, I mean, we're having other speakers, too, that are terrific. Jonathan Wallace. He's our lead attorney up at handling drone cases at Hancock Field up in Syracuse, you know, for the drone resistors. And he's going to be, this talk is titled Talking to Judges and Juries About Civil Resistance. And I mentioned Chris Antel. Dave Lipman is in concert Friday night. He will be doing selected songs from You Don't Own the World, his new CD. And we're also having the new Shrine director, Bill Jacobs, speak. And he has a new vision for the Shrine. And, you know, and so he's working on implementing his vision for the Shrine. And it's very promising. And so all of that's going to happen. We also have lunch both days. That is included. And while we ask for a donation, it's very modest, but anybody can come for free. Also, if you nobody has ever turned away for lack of money, just ask for a scholarship, full or partial, and we will immediately say yes. And so please don't come because you're short on funds. It's a great day. People
now,
come. Sorry, go ahead.
Is there a website that they could look at?
Yes, there is. The website is www.Kateri Peace Conference.org. So it's the Kateri Peace Conference. .org.
Okay, great. So, in closing, do you have any final remarks that you'd like to say?
Yes. I think all of us really need to step up our efforts to work for peace. There are so many people promoting war in this country. War is a way of transferring money from the middle class and poor to the rich. It is never about democracy or freedom. That's all propaganda. And so if you want a country worth living in, if you want an environment worth living in, because most people don't realize that war and war preparations is the greatest degrader of the environment today. War militarizes our police departments. War creates a shortage of funding for very necessary social problems. Half of our discretionary budget is spent on war. And so, in short, if you want your children to have a future, you're going to have to step up your work for peace like we're doing, and we're really going to have to put an end to war.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And the conference is this weekend. So good luck, and I hope everybody shows up.
I hope
thank
so,
you,
too.
John.
Great.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. You've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, or if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you. Have a great day and good luck, John. Thank you, everybody,
thank you
for listening.
Bye.